you will have them. Now notice that here the problem and the only attack that you would have is in verse 23, doubts. Doubts. Doubts would affect faith. Jesus says, provided a person does not doubt in his heart. The devil attacks, opposes, and puts doubts immediately when the word comes. And the challenge is to be able to believe until you receive. Look at verse 24. Therefore I say to you, whatsoever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Notice there are two tenses there. Believe that you receive them. The word receive should be R-E-C-E-I-V-E-D. It's an aorist tense in the Greek, which means it's past. Past tense. And future tense, you will have them. So there's a time process between the belief you receive and you shall have. Now, Jesus is practical. He knows that when we believe, it's not manifested yet. So Mark 11 isn't saying that you have it physically. It's saying you have it, you believe you have it, and you don't doubt until you have it in the future. You shall have it. So there's a process of time. Your first battle is a battle of time. Time process. Faith will have to pass the first test of time. And over the process of time between the belief you receive and you shall have them, your battle is a battle against doubts. Doubts occur in your news. Your news and your know. That's a part of your mind that attracts doubts from the enemy. And that the enemy throws darts or arrows of doubt. That's where he challenges you. That's where you hear the anti-word. The word comes and you hear the anti-word. That's where you hear words and voices within you that says, it's not going to happen. That's an arena of doubt, the news area in your thoughts, your conscious mind. And the conscious mind needs to be trained. Needs to be trained to line up with the Word of God. And that takes time. It's a process of time. As long as the doubts are not there, then the process begins. Now, here's a question we'd like to ask. Looking at Mark 11, verse 23, 24. When you pray and there are still doubts, where Jesus said in verse 23, does not doubt, very clearly. Let's suppose that you do pray and you do doubt. Question. Has the promise and process of Mark 11, 23, 24 begun? Correct. The answer is no. Almost like, where do I begin to believe God's word? Right. Now, the process hasn't even started. That means you haven't even started Mark 11, 23, 24 in your life. Because you did everything correctly. And here is where a lot of people, they read Kenneth Hagin and they come to a faith message and they say it doesn't work. Because they still doubt. If they're honest, they still doubt. So the process never began. They did everything. They confess. They did everything. But deep inside their mind, doubts are still there. Inside their heart, doubts are still there. So we asked the question just now. Have they begun the process? No. Until the doubts are eradicated. Until you believe so much and so hard and so strongly that you know it's just going to come to pass. Now some of you say, no, that's not possible, brother. Everything I pray, I doubt. Alright, let me ask this question. Do you believe you're safe? Maybe in trouble, right? If you say no, then we got to put you through a follow-up Bible class until your faith is assured about your salvation. Now, generally, most Christians will say, yes, I know I'm saved. Did you ever doubt when I was young? When long, long ago, when you're a young Christian, you're still not sure in the word, you may still doubt whether you're saved. But you have passed, many Christians have passed a point when we ask the question, if you die right now, will you go to God in heaven? Say, yes, by the grace of God. Now, you're still not going to go by your merits. You're still going to go by the grace of God. You would still be able to say, yes. Most Christians. And then they ask most Christians, do you believe that Jesus Christ is coming again? Yes. Do you believe that the devil will be defeated? Yes. Do you believe that God's word will all come to pass eventually? Yes. See, there are a lot of things we believe without any doubt. Now, why can't we move some of those things that we believe in God for out of the area of doubt into the area where there's no doubt? Time process. Only the word can bring us into the area. Because the word does grow. Now, here realize that when you throw seeds on the ground and they don't have roots, it's easy to attack, correct? Birds can kill off those seeds straight away by just gobbling them up. But if that seed grows, takes root, grows into some sort of sapling, you think it's afraid of birds? No way. Birds can come and go, pack a little bit here and there, it's still going to grow. Look at the big giant gum trees, it becomes refuge for birds. Are they afraid of birds at the moment? No. Birds can even rest on their branches and they're not afraid of those birds. Afraid of men chopping them down. Not birds. But if that gum tree were just a little seed, and a big giant bird comes that loves gum. Does gum tree grow from seeds, by the way? Yes, they do. Okay, I got to make sure of my facts. And a big giant bird comes and gets at the gum seed. The gum seed will tremble because they haven't got any roots yet. Of course, because there's a time process. Faith has to pass the time process. And that's where sometimes you have words like Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews 6, verse 11 and 12. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and, what's the word, everyone? Patience. Can you say it out loud? Patience. Say it one more time. Patience. Thank you. Faith and patience. Inherit the promise. You remove patience out, and faith is not fully grown yet. Look at Hebrews 4 while you're in Hebrews. And in verse 2, it says something about the Old Testament people who were following Joshua and Moses. It says, for indeed the gospel or good news was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them. It did not bring a profit. It did not bring a blessing. It did not bring success. It did not bring a breakthrough. Why? Not being mixed with faith. So how do I mix it with faith? Because faith has been given to us as a seed. A seed grows, time process. And in growing, you talk about patience, which in James chapter 1, let's look at it in James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 3. Knowing that the testing of your faith. Say, I didn't know my faith has to be tested. Now you got it in chapter 1, verse 3. Your faith has to be tested to produce patience. Put all the scriptures together, like the one in Hebrews 6 we quoted just now, that says, through faith and patience, you inherit the promises of God. So you don't inherit the promise of God just through faith. Everything that God promised you, whether it be written in the Word of God for all of us to partake, or a personal promise or vision or word that God gave you, will be inherited, will be possessed, will come to pass only through faith and patience. You take patience out, it will not come to pass. And the greatest test of patience is time. And how was it produced? James chapter 1, verse 3, we gave to you. The testing of your faith produces the patience that you need for the promise to come to pass. Faith and patience. So when you hear a thought in your news, let it keep growing. See, the process is just beginning. Until the thoughts solidify, grow, take roots. See, when we talk about understanding the mind, most people think, oh, the mind, thoughts, but there are different categories of thoughts. Think of thoughts as seed. Think of different type of thoughts, not in terms of different categories of thoughts, but different types of thoughts as thoughts of different root length. Some thoughts have a deeper root in your life. When the thoughts have a deeper root, they become part of the pattern of your thinking. A negative person is negative not because they got a physical body that is negative, but they're negative because their thought patterns are negative. And they were not born negative. It is not like when they were born as a little baby, they look at the mama and papa and say, No, they all babies look at papa and mama. Papa, mama. Have you seen a depressed baby? Only when they need food, right? But outside of that, most of them go, with a smile on their face. But through the many years that the baby grew, the baby accumulate thoughts, grow to be a teenager, grow to be an adult, a pattern of thoughts emerge. Maybe after much wrong experience, their view of life become cynical. So, you know, we all always draw the little cartoons, and you know, it's easy to draw a sad face, put the mouth down. Cynical face. I don't know how to make a cynical face, right? But our facial experience is produced by our thoughts, our innermost thoughts. So the problem of character and the mind think of thoughts as having different root length.